Are you looking for more daily briefs or have an idea for a new one? Head over to podcastai.com/daily-brief for more. Imagine an AI model that lets you dial up or down the speed and cost of processing depending on what you need at the moment. Welcome to the AI News Daily Brief, your go-to for the latest AI updates. Today is Wednesday, April 9th, 2025. Here's what you need to know about Google's cutting-edge AI model, the Gemini 2.5 Flash, and how it could change the way we think about efficiency in AI. Let's dive in. Google has just announced the release of an intriguing new AI model, the Gemini 2.5 Flash, which is set to launch soon on Vertex AI, Google's AI development platform. What makes this model stand out is its focus on efficiency. It's designed to offer what Google calls dynamic and controllable computing. Essentially, this means that developers can adjust the processing time based on how complex a query is. In a blog post shared with TechCrunch, Google emphasized that this flexibility allows users to tune the speed, accuracy, and cost balance according to their specific needs. This feature is particularly crucial for optimizing performance in applications that are both high volume and cost sensitive. The 2.5 Flash model arrives at a time when the costs associated with flagship AI models are on the rise. For developers seeking a budget-friendly option, Gemini 2.5 Flash presents an appealing alternative, even if it means sacrificing a bit of accuracy. It's a reasoning model similar to OpenAI's O3 Mini and DeepSeek's R1, which means it takes a bit longer to answer questions as it fact-checks itself. Google has positioned the 2.5 Flash as ideal for high-volume and real-time applications, such as customer service and document parsing. It's optimized for low latency and reduced costs, making it perfect for tasks like responsive virtual assistants and real-time summarization tools where efficiency on a large scale is a priority. Interestingly, Google hasn't released a safety or technical report for Gemini 2.5 Flash, labeling it as experimental. This lack of documentation makes it a bit challenging to fully understand where the model excels or may have limitations. However, Google has indicated plans to bring the Gemini models, including 2.5 Flash, to on-premises environments starting in the third quarter of this year. The models will be available on Google Distributed Cloud, which caters to clients with strict data governance requirements. Additionally, Google's collaborating with NVIDIA to ensure that these models are compatible with GDC-compliant NVIDIA Blackwell systems, which customers can purchase through Google or other preferred channels. Ever felt like the AI industry is hitting a wall? Well, it kind of is, with current electronic hardware reaching its limits. But there's a bright spot on the horizon: photonic chips. These chips are stepping up to address the looming performance ceiling and energy demands that traditional electronic transistors are struggling to meet. Imagine trying to power a massive AI model with a tiny battery. That's pretty much what we're dealing with right now as AI models grow more complex and widespread. The demand for computing power is skyrocketing, and it's pushing our current hardware to the brink. Plus, the energy consumption is going through the roof, which isn't great for our carbon footprint or the power grids. So, why should we care about photonic chips? Well, they're not just a cool new tech, they're a potential game changer. Unlike traditional electronic chips, photonic chips use light to process information, which can dramatically boost speed and reduce energy use. This could be the breakthrough we need to keep up with AI's rapid growth. In fact, companies like Microsoft are so committed to powering their AI ambitions that they've secured exclusive rights to the output of an entire nuclear power station. This just shows the lengths companies are going to in order to meet the massive energy needs of AI. Are you looking for more daily briefs or have an idea for a new one? Head over to podcastai.com/daily-brief for more. The use of photonic chips could mean more efficient AI systems that don't require such drastic measures. By harnessing the power of light, these chips could pave the way for AI to become more sustainable and scalable. It's an exciting development that could redefine the future of AI technology. NVIDIA's H20 AI chips might just dodge the export restrictions bullet, at least for the time being. In a surprising turn, NVIDIA's CEO Jensen Huang seems to have struck a deal with the Trump administration to keep those chips flowing out of the United States and into China. This comes after Huang reportedly made a proposal during a dinner at Trump's Mar-a-Lago resort, promising to invest in new AI data centers within the U.S. Now, why is this such a big deal? Well, the H20 chip is NVIDIA's most advanced AI chip that's still allowed to be exported to China. With the global race in AI technology heating up, keeping these chips available to international markets is crucial for NVIDIA's business. However, this decision seems a bit at odds with the administration's goal of maintaining U.S. dominance in AI technology. The semiconductor industry has been on edge about potential restrictions on H20S, especially since these chips are reportedly used by China-based DeepSeek for training its R1 OpenAI model. This model made waves back in January for its impressive performance, even rivaling models from U.S.-based AI labs like OpenAI. With senators from both parties calling for tighter controls, it looked like restrictions were on the horizon. But here's where it gets even more interesting. Trump's administration had actually been preparing to impose these export controls, but decided to pivot after Huang's proposal. This move is puzzling, especially since the administration has continued to uphold the AI chip export rules set by former President Joe Biden, which impose strict limits on countries outside the U.S., particularly China and Russia. NVIDIA, like many other AI companies, has been navigating this tricky political landscape by aligning with the administration's America First approach. They're not alone in this strategy. OpenAI, for instance, has teamed up with SoftBank and Oracle on a massive $500 billion U.S. data center project called the Stargate Project. Meanwhile, Microsoft has pledged a whopping $80 billion for AI data centers, with half of that investment earmarked for the U.S. All of this underscores a broader trend of tech companies making significant investments in the U.S. to curry favor with the current administration. It's a fascinating dance of diplomacy and business strategy, as these companies look to secure their place in the future of AI while navigating the ever-shifting political landscape. OpenAI is making a bold move with its latest initiative, the OpenAI Pioneers Program, which aims to reshape how we evaluate artificial intelligence models. Right now, the benchmarks we rely on are often seen as outdated or not entirely relevant to real-world applications. OpenAI is stepping in to change that by creating domain-specific benchmarks that better reflect practical uses. So, what's the big deal about these new benchmarks? Well, as artificial intelligence continues to weave itself into every fabric of our industries, from healthcare to finance, understanding how these models perform in specific contexts is crucial. The Pioneers program is focusing on creating evaluations tailored for these domains, setting a new standard for what good performance looks like in each field. This could be a game changer, especially when it comes to high-stakes environments where accuracy and reliability are paramount. But why is this needed now? Recent controversies like those surrounding the crowdsourced benchmark LM Arena and Meta's Maverick model highlight the challenges we face in differentiating one artificial intelligence model from another. Many current benchmarks focus on esoteric tasks or can be manipulated, which doesn't really help in assessing a model's real-world capabilities. OpenAI plans to work with multiple companies over the coming months to design these tailored benchmarks. Their goal is to eventually make these benchmarks public and provide industry-specific evaluations. The first wave of this program will involve startups working on high-value applied use cases where artificial intelligence can truly make a difference. Now, there's a bit of a question mark over whether the artificial intelligence community will embrace these new benchmarks, given that they're funded by OpenAI. While OpenAI has previously supported benchmarking efforts, partnering with customers to release artificial intelligence tests might raise some ethical eyebrows. But if successful, this initiative could set a new precedent for how we measure artificial intelligence performance. That's it for today's AI News Daily Brief. As OpenAI launches its Pioneers program, we're seeing a potential shift in how we understand artificial intelligence performance, one that could redefine benchmarks across industries. Thanks for tuning in. Subscribe to stay updated. This is Michelle, signing off. Until next time. Are you looking for more daily briefs or have an idea for a new one? Head over to podcastai.com/daily-brief for more.